Hello, this is James Patterson, and welcome to my podcast, No President is Above FISMA Law. Today is September 24, 2020, for any historians listening. I discovered this morning that my podcast listeners include individuals in Ireland and Germany. I was very happy to see that it really is possible to reach out to the world using the podcast technology now available. I dedicate episode 8, titled Information Systems, to all my podcast listeners. Information systems are not unique to the United States. All societies use information systems in one form or another. Even podcast technology is an application of information systems because an information system is made up of data, processes, and people. In the mid-1980s, while Chief Executive Officer of Monitor-Based Information System Technology, Incorporated, I attended information system management classes at IBM Information System Management Institutes in the states of Virginia and New York. From the time I completed the IBM classes until I retired in January 2017, I kept the IBM class materials on my bookshelf in my office. What I learned in those IBM classes in the mid-1980s still holds true today in the field of information technology. The IBM courses I completed include the following: Information System Top-Down Requirements, Information System Project Management, and Information System Problem and Change Control. I applied what I learned from IBM in my own company, as well as during my employment in the federal government at the United States Patent and Trademark Office. I apply what I learned from IBM in writing my novel titled No President is Above FISMA Law, Tomorrow's Pandemic Technology. Note that the system name I use in my novel includes Information System. The full name of the system is National Pandemic Situational Awareness Information System. The title of my novel was not created by accident, but it was inspired by what I learned in my IBM Information System Management courses. For those listening to this podcast who have a serious interest in information science, I recommend investigating the topics of Information System Top-Down Requirements, Information System Project Management, and Information System Problem and Change Control. Keep in mind that my novel clearly manifests the three main components of any information system: data, processes, and people. Thanks for listening. Until next time.